Surah Hud, verses 51 to 61.
إِلَى رَبِّهِمْ, those who fear that they will be gathered before their Lord, meaning the believers. People of Iman, they have a fear that we are going to be summoned and gathered before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So the Quran warns everyone, but it is only those who believe that take the warning seriously and benefit from it. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, warn them. Continue to warn the believers with the Quran. They will be gathered before Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. لَيْسَ لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ وَلِيٌّ وَلَا شَفِيعٌ. When they will have besides him no protector or intercessor. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Why should you warn them? So that they may become Allah-fearing. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, continue to warn the believers by the Quran. Why? As you warn them, they will increase in taqwa. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَّقُونَ. Like a person has to be reminded all the time about certain things, that is why Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, remind all the time, warn continuously, on a regular basis. And by warning them, they will increase in taqwa. وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهَهُ. Now there's a background for this ayah, ayah 52. Some of the kuffar, some of the very prominent leaders of the kuffar said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that sometimes we desire to sit in your gathering, we desire to benefit from your company, but when we look around you, we see all these people, low class people. We see Bilal, we see Suhaib, we see Ammar, we see slaves of our community. So we see many a times those who are around you are those who are of the lower class of society, and we cannot be sitting with them. If you were to give us a special audience with you and send them away, so then we would come and sit with you sometimes and maybe listen to what you have to say. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَا تَطْرُدِ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ. And never do not repulse those who call upon their Lord morning and evening. These believers were sincere. And especially in the morning and evening, they would engage in dua and dhikr of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They would be around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, do not repulse those who call upon their Lord morning and evening. And what do they want? Yuriduna wajha. They are seeking his countenance, meaning they are seeking the pleasure and grace of Allah. They are sincere. And morning and evening you will find them engaged in extra ibadah. مَا عَلَيْكَ مِنْ حِسَابِهِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. You, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, are not by any means accountable for them, for these believers, nor are they accountable for you. The hisab is what Allah, why are they doing all this ibadah? Allah will take them to account. You are not accountable for them, neither are they accountable for you. فَتَطْرُدَهُمْ فَتَكُونَ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. So if you were to turn them away, you would be of the unjust ones. So these people who were kuffar and arrogant in society, they said, we cannot sit with the humble, simple believers. وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا. And this is how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala tests people. وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. And in this way we try and test some of them through others. The rich are tested by the poor believers like this. لِيَقُولُوا. So that the disbelievers may ask, he said, أَهَٰؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا. Are these ones, lowly ones, the ones whom Allah has singled out from all of us for his favor? They said, are these believers superior to us? Has Allah singled them for his favor out of all of us? أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. Is Allah not best aware of those who are grateful to Allah and who value the ni'mat of iman? وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا. So this, now Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala said, warn the believers also continuously from time to time. Ya Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, give them glad tidings also. وَإِذَا جَاءَكَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِآيَاتِنَا. And when those who believe in our revelations come to you, say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ. Peace be upon you. And give them glad tidings. كَتَبَ رَبُّكُمْ عَلَى نَفْسِهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Your Lord has decreed mercy upon himself. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, my mercy overpowers my anger. So he has decreed mercy upon himself. And what mercy has Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala decreed upon himself? أَنَّهُ مَنْ عَمِلَ مِنْكُمْ سُوءًا بِجَهَالَةٍ. Any one of you who does wrong out of ignorance. Ignorance meaning Every bad deed is done out of ignorance. Doesn't mean that we do not know it's bad. It means we do not know how bad it is and what the repercussions of that is. We do not fully understand how evil it is, and that is why we do bad deeds, and we do not understand the full consequences. So every bad deed is done out of ignorance. So when they do bad deeds out of ignorance, tell them, ثُمَّ تَابَ مِن بَعْدِهِ وَأَصْلَحْ. Anyone who does wrong out of ignorance and then repents after that, taba, he makes tawbah, wa islah, and he reforms himself. فَأَنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most forgiving and most merciful. وَكَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ. And thus do we establish or detail the verses for you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains everything in the Quran. وَلِتَسْتَبِينَ سَبِيلُ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. So that the way of the criminals, the wrongdoers, becomes evident. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows their conduct and exposes them in the Quran. So let us do the tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنذر به الذين يخافون أن يحشروا إلى ربهم أن يحشروا إلى ربهم ليس لهم من دونه ولي ولا شفيع لعلهم يتقون ولا تطرد الذين يدعون ربهم بالغداة والعشي يريدون وجهه ما عليك من حسابهم من شيء وما من حسابك عليهم وما من حسابك عليهم من شيء فتطردهم فتكون من الظالمين وكذلك فتنا بعضهم ببعض ليقولوا أهؤلاء من الله عليهم من بيننا أليس الله بأعلم بالشاكرين وإذا جاءك الذين يؤمنون بآياتنا فقل سلام عليكم كتب ربكم على نفسه الرحمة أنه من عمل منكم سوءا بجهالة ثم تاب من بعده وأصلح فأنه غفور رحيم وكذلك نفصل الآيات ولتستبين سبيل المجرمين
آمنت بالله صدق الله مولانا العظيم